This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Katie has been on a real kick of flying close to the sun for her. Because she has fears about the ocean.
Big fears.
Yet seems like she can't stop Googling stories about the ocean.
It's not. It comes up in my feeds and then I can't get away from it because it becomes part of my algorithm.
One of the stories is that there is now a new search commissioned for the Malaysian flight from 2014 that went down.
And nobody knows where it went down.
Right. So we're just going to scour the ocean for it again. And you know, Katie and I think, are on the same level. Like, just let it go. I think at this point, try not to be cold and callous about it, but that's the ocean's plane.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. I know the idea is to give closure to the families, and I understand that. But at this point, I'm not sure what closure it's actually going to provide. And I don't know. I could be wrong.
Right.
Maybe that makes a world of difference. I can't see how it does, but maybe if you have information, it helps. I don't know.
And the reason why they probably won't find it is it might have fallen in one of these deep, 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 deep trenches that Katie is just now learning about because of another article.
I'm not just now learning about them. I am learning, though, that scientists have sent, oh, God, a deep sea robot to the Mariana Trench. It is capable of swimming / crawling 34,776, I assume, feet.
Wow.
Below the water's surface. It says that the robot will help scientists explore the planet's deep oceans safely because they're operated remotely. Obviously, I prefer that.
Well, sure.
I'm glad it's a robot.
Sure. But isn't it just...
I'm gonna Google Mariana Trench.
Hold on a second. Before you do, I already did some Googling.
Oh, God.
34,000 feet.
Yeah.
Is 6.5 miles.
Okay.
6.5 miles straight down.
Oh, no.
Now, hold on. I'm going to tell you something else to give you perspective. And okay. This isn't going to matter to anybody else except for Katie.
Okay.
Your house from this studio is 5.5 miles. So think about your commute.
Okay.
And how long how long it takes you.
Oh, God.
Going 75, 80 miles an hour down 65. That, it's a little bit further. Straight
that
down
is,
into a hole in the earth.
This is the meanest thing you've ever done. This is so... Do I have the guts to even...
See, and here's the thing. Here's where my brain goes. What's down there? Think about what could be down there.
You know what? It's showing me videos. I can't even look at them.
Why?
I can't even look at them.
What is the video?
It's of the Mariana Trench.
Is it a video of like...
What? I don't know. I stopped looking. I clicked out of it. I can't do it. You know that I can't do it. I can't do it.
I'm so fascinated by the fact that there's even life down there.
Oh, God.
Blows my mind.
It is. It's too much. Maybe there isn't life down there.
There is, though.
How do you know?
I think because, have we ever been to the Mariana Trench?
To the very bottom?
Yeah.
I don't know. This robot makes it seem like it's new. Oh,
here it comes.
Okay.
Yes.
No!
Humans have reached the bottom of the Mariana Trench, specifically Challenger Deep, the deepest known point of the ocean. The deepest, Kevin, the deepest known point of the ocean.
That sounds terrifying. Right. Why are we talking about that?
And we did it in 1960.
That's just scary.
That's why? Oh, why? God. Why?
No, really. Who thought of going down there back in the day?
You know what? Maybe there are things we don't need to know. And maybe we don't need to know what's down there, because I don't know what's down there and I'm thriving.
Here we go. Is there life at the bottom of the Mariana Trench? Yes. Mm. Despite the extreme pressure, the lack of sunlight, the frigid temperatures, life exists at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. That makes me want to swear. Your house from this studio, not even as far.
It literally, okay, what do I keep doing?
You keep grabbing your shoulders.
I keep hugging myself.
You're shivering.
I keep hugging myself because the idea of it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I have to self-support.
Wow. And it's just a matter of time before we send James Cameron down there.
Leave him alone.